Good evening, sports fans. My name is Dave Medina, and this is Dave in the City Out West. And we are in our anthology series, and we are up to the letter X. Well, it's going to be a very interesting show tonight. Our originally scheduled topic, expansion teams, will be postponed for the foreseeable future. And the reason for this is because tragedy, anger, sadness, and chaos intervened. And so what I decided to do was I was thinking about getting someone on to talk about what's been happening with the horrific killing of George Floyd. But I decided that after taking a week off, understandably, which is there's so much going on, it's very, very emotional time here in the U.S. It made the most sense just to address it myself because I just didn't know who I could. I mean, there were people I wanted to get on to talk about it, but maybe it would make more sense to do a more intimate program to address something so heavy. So what I decided to do was I wrote down in an email to myself what I was going to say. Just to make sure that I addressed everything correctly and I didn't say anything, make anything too glib or make light of anything that shouldn't have been made light of. I just wanted to make sure I did this correctly. So now I have for you my thoughts on just a horrendous time in our nation's history, but perhaps a horrendous time with a hopeful eye towards actual progress and change. And here's what I wrote. Our originally scheduled topic, expansion teams, will be postponed for the foreseeable future. The reason is that tragedy, anger, sadness, and chaos intervened. It was on the evening that Chris and Georgia and I recorded our Last Dance recap show for the anthology series. On that night, four police officers in Minneapolis arrested, then choked George Floyd, a black American, in Minneapolis in cold blood. Not even an ounce of remorse. Outrage all over the country was natural, but what struck me most was how many cities were affected. The horror of such racist, hateful, unspeakable, and unprovoked violence was enough to set the whole country on edge. It said to me that people had enough. In this case, it wasn't just a fight by a specific race for itself. When you say Black Lives Matter, it meant this time it was a fight by everyone for equal treatment that Black lives deserve. And by extension, of course, equal treatment of everybody. So I was struggling to figure out who to get to talk about the George Floyd tragedy slash protests in the last 10 days or so. And in the end, I decided just to do it myself. A lot of emotion. I was worried it would not come out right. Something this heavy needs some intimacy. It needs to be part of the series because this happened during the pandemic, and I think it was important to include it so that it could be utilized as part of our journey through the pandemic as was intended for the A to Z series. And just to take that a step further, it just felt like if I just got a guy from the suburbs, and this is not a knock on anybody who lives in the suburbs, you know, somebody that maybe hasn't seen it firsthand to address it, or somebody that doesn't deal with prejudice every day, or somebody whose family hasn't dealt with it firsthand. And again, and honestly, even going to those lengths, I wouldn't even know who those people are or aren't. I can only have impressions of people and what they've lived through. I honestly didn't know. And I think everybody would be on the same page regarding something this serious. There's no doubt. And I think everyone would be with me in my personal outrage over the situation. But nevertheless, I just wanted to have a pretty coherent statement. And so the end result of that was I decided just to continue, just to do the spot on my own, and hopefully it will be sufficient for all of you listening tonight. Well, it was good to see the incredible number of protesters speaking out for actual change, actual reform, actual equality. But it was also horrifying to see the associated vandalism and looting from idiot assholes who use the protests as a distraction to trash a city. Take the example of where I live in Santa Monica. You had people driving into a grocery store and just looting the shit out of it, whereas you had protests blocks away by the ocean. I mean, these guys were opportunists, and Santa Monica wasn't alone. It had been happening all over the nation. You saw local examples like in Long Beach, Van Nuys. I mean, it was a number of people who just decided to take this opportunity as an excuse to steal. And I have a real problem with that. I feel like you have to be pretty low life to do that. You know, take something so unspeakable and then use it for personal gain. I mean, that's just something I can't endorse. But I'll tell you this. I can't let a handful of criminal opportunists keep me from respecting the many more folks who are doing the right thing, trying to end an entire system of gerrymandering, voter oppression, disenfranchisement of blacks and other ethnic groups, plus the lack of resources over the years, all wrapped under a coating of bully police enforcement, who treat poor communities everywhere like a prison, rather than a place deserving of basic human respect. This shit is real. I've seen it. Some of you have seen it too. It gets written about all the time in popular music. I think this week said that we've had enough. It's not just those guys or their problem or the black communities. It's not just them who've had enough. We all have had enough. And we saw it on the streets. We saw folks of all races and backgrounds march down the streets to say Black Lives Matter. Because even though it may not necessarily be your own race, it still is an affront to you because it's just not fair to be treated that way. Because of the color of your skin? What kind of bullshit is that? And on the topic of Black Lives Matter, the phrase itself, I don't understand why people get offended by that particular phrase. We are not trying to put down everybody else. We're not saying that Black Lives Matter more than this or less, or other lives don't matter. It's just a simple fact. Blacks seem to always face tougher treatment than other folks in the U.S. And just to think of a number of people of that particular background killed in the name of law enforcement by cops, people who are supposed to be protecting your lives, not ending them. Especially if they're being arrested for things that don't deserve that kind of treatment. We've seen dictators get better treatment than this, being extradited and what have you, going to trial, whatever it is, and certainly they have more to lose. But that also proves a point. If they had more to lose, then what is the implication when you do something like this to George Floyd, when you do it to Trayvon Martin, when you do it to so many others who have faced this unjust treatment over time? I mean, that's pretty much what Black Lives Matter is about. It's saying that, you know what? No, fuck that. These guys matter too. Just because they don't have a fancy car or they don't have a lot of money and I don't even know in the case of George Floyd whether he had a lot of money. My point is that to even go there as a cop, I mean, what does that say about you as a human? You have to be just the lowest of the low to go that. And that should bother you more than looting. I mean, you can rebuild a store. You can restock a store. I saw it. I mean, the Vons down the street that got its ass kicked, they just got new shipments of food and they carried on. But once you kill someone, that's it. That's final. I just see a real problem with people who emphasize the looting too much. I mean, assholes are everywhere, right? So this stuff happens, and I'm mad too when it happens. But it can't be the focus. And I think the focus is, I think for the most part, where it should be. So just to summarize all of that, I just think it's absurd that people with more or less 9% of the population, it depends on what you read, but I got the number 9% representing Black America, somehow it becomes a huge majority, way more than 9% of prisons, and way more than 9% of the people in LA County who had contracted coronavirus. To me, that is a problem. And for the first time in a while, every major city is noticing the same problem. And every major city, even places like Salt Lake City, even Indianapolis, these are cities that all are fed up with this method of inequality, of basically two separate worlds. They want to change. And if there is a silver lining, it is that. I can't confidently say the change will come, but I do see more and more of the fight. And I think because of the fight that we're seeing, from more people, more different types of people, different ages of people. I've seen people on my Facebook, young and old, stepping to the streets trying to act. I will admit I'm not one of the people going to the streets, and maybe there's a tinge of guilt associated with that, but I think my parents would freak out if I did that. But I want to. Honestly, I do. It's just, it's a double-edged sword. You just got to be careful out there, too. So I can't necessarily go out. I can't necessarily just walk out there, you know, where there's threats of tear gas and so on. But if I can't do that, I need to at least do this to represent my own feelings on the situation and really confirm the consistency I've had against racism over many years. Any of you guys who've listened to the show for its entire run know that. I mean, that's never changed. It's never going to change. And I think the one thing I can take some comfort in is that there are a lot of people who agree with me in that. And that's good to know. It's stupid. It just, there's no reason for this. It just there's no reason to treat different people differently because of the color of the skin. I hate it. I've always hated it. I will continue to hate it. And seeing that many different people have felt that same anger, that same frustration, and you know, you couple it with the fact that people were holed up in their houses for so long because of the pandemic. Yeah, there was a lot of anger on the streets, and it was very tumultuous for a few days. And it may still be tumultuous in certain areas. And the fight continues. All four of the persons who committed the murder, basically, either by being complicit about it, not doing anything to stop the perpetrator, or the perpetrator himself, and whoever else was putting George Floyd in a chokehold, all of them have been tried for murder. That case will go to trial, and we will see. But the fight will always continue. And that's, and you know, when does it end? I mean, I don't know if it ever ends. We should never stop asking for equality in anything. That should always be in us. There shouldn't be a specific breaking point or specific goal in mind. And I don't think anyone's implied that, but just myself personally, that's always been my motor. So I'll continue that way. You know, I don't ever like to refer to people as the blacks or the Hispanics or the whatever. I may anyway, but generally when I talk about people, I just want to talk about them. And I don't necessarily try to overemphasize what language they speak or what they eat or even what they eat. But you know, like what their ethnicity is and so on and so forth. It's like, obviously they are all dimensions of one's character, certainly, so you cannot ignore it. But it shouldn't be something that you should use to make people less or better than anyone else specifically. There should be content to character, as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said many years ago, that factors into it. And that's ultimately what I'm here to talk about tonight. So that was it. That was pretty much the content of my email. And I do want to say one more time, this episode is for the late George Floyd and for all the others who died unfairly before him, down to Trayvon Martin, and still others who were struck down by the hand of bigotry over hundreds of years. As I said, I've had enough of it, but I think many of us have had enough of this injustice. Thank you, fellas. It meant a lot to have a chance to share my feelings of this unspeakable tragedy and all the turmoil that we all faced and maybe we'll continue to face. But with that said, we will continue the remainder of our A to Z series in the next week or so. But as we do these shows, as we talk about different topics, as we get into, you know, topics serious and jovial, just know that the entire time I will always fight against racism and bigotry and inequality and prejudice, wherever it is. That's always been me. That will continue to be me. It will never stop being me. And I just hope that my actions back up my words. That's the biggest thing for me personally. I just want to make sure that what I do supports what I say. And I feel like I've done a decent enough job of that. But I also would urge any of you who are listening, and if you see me and I don't follow up on what I say, if I don't practice what I preach, please tell me. You know, even if it's an innocuous thing, like sometimes, like in one point in time, I remember calling a bunch of, like older middle-aged ladies when I was at work. This was years ago. I called them girls, and they were very offended by that. And I was like, they explained it, And I thought it made sense because, you know, girl is kind of a... depending on who you are, it can be a very sexist thing to call someone. So, especially if you're already kind of old, or if you're... I shouldn't say old, but if you're kind of... Oh, see, this is why I wanted to write this down. I'm just getting in trouble now. But you know what I mean? I didn't understand that. Like, I didn't realize how that can be a sexist connotation at the time. And I was called out on it, and I respected that. And from now on, I don't necessarily call women girls, unless they're particularly young. So that's important. So again, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for hearing me out. And please forgive me if I said anything inappropriate in the last 10 seconds. We'll continue with this A to Z series next in about a day or so. We'll have our friend Yachts. Well, our topic will be Yachts, since he's a guest. Yachts will return to host with me. And I just want to add the final thing. Please be safe, everyone, and always treat every person the way you want to be treated. We will see you next time.